The oil and gas industry in Oklahoma is the basis for so much of our state in terms of its economy, in terms of quality of life, in terms of contributions on multiple different levels. As you know, the oil and gas industry, the individuals, the companies that make it up are also the contributors to multiple foundations, multiple philanthropic venues and ventures and so forth, and have dramatically altered the landscape of Oklahoma, not only physically in terms of oil, gas, pipeline storage facilities and so forth, but also with respect to the facilities, the events, the cultural activities and so forth that oil and gas supports. Our oil and gas park, the Devon Oil and Gas Park, represents a significant portion of that and of that history, ranging from the cable tool drilling rig, which was recently damaged by the storm we have. In fact, it was destroyed. Through the development of industry innovations with temporary drilling rigs, portable rigs, a variety of equipment, a variety of transportation items relating to the movement of oil and gas, not only within the state, but across the country and around the world. So the oil and gas park is representative of many aspects of the industry, the technology, the impact that it has in Oklahoma on jobs, and the ripple impact, if you will, as it spreads out from there. So many different things are dependent on and derived from oil and gas in Oklahoma.
And even at the beginning of that industry right up through today, the men who created the companies then and are creating companies today are not just businessmen, but they're also civic leaders, government leaders. They're involved in their communities and nationally involved in their industries.
Absolutely. They not only provide economic development, economic stability, if you will, through exploration, through payroll, through taxes paid, through a variety of other things, but as you said, they have long also recognized and have been a critical part of philanthropy in the state, giving to so many different things. You look at many of the major institutions that have at least partially been supported or built completely through the assistance of oil and gas industry, and as you say, of the individuals that have been instrumental in developing the business of oil and gas in Oklahoma. Those individuals have not only developed the businesses, but they've developed the culture, the life style, if you will, the quality of life that impacts everybody in the state. All you have to do is look at some of the different facilities, different activities that pretty much every year are sponsored by different members of the oil and gas community. You look at the buildings, you look at festivals, you look at cultural activities, you look at museums, you look at a whole range of things that all are significantly impacted by the generosity of the individuals that are the leaders of the oil and gas industry and participate in it on all different levels.
I'm just thinking of the number of governors who have served who were in the oil industry in Oklahoma going back to E.W. Marland.
The impact, as you say, you know, rightly goes back to statehood and before. The impact of so many different aspects, the development of technology, the innovation that's come out of Oklahoma associated with oil and gas that helped shape the industry in its early years and continues to shape it and impact it worldwide. It's profound. It's the type of thing that people sometimes don't think of, the mechanics, if you will, of some of the different elements relating to oil and gas, to exploration, to testing, all those different components derive from and develop through the innovation of Oklahomans and in Oklahomans involved in the oil and gas industry.
What will the ultimate fate of the oil and gas park be?
What we're doing right now is we're really in the process of rethinking our approach out there. The oil and gas park that we had, and portions of which we still have, was the result of multiple years of evolution of thought, of donations, of participation. We have a challenge right now with two of the four derricks having been destroyed in the recent storms. But by the same token, while it is a challenge, it also may be an opportunity for us to reconceptualize, to look at what we have done and how can we do it better? What are the options? What other things may we be able to explore and to interpret that can add to the story that maybe we didn't include the first time around? So it is a challenge. It is difficult. It is unfortunate on many levels, but we want to try to turn that challenge into a positive, into an opportunity to reinforce the importance of education about the oil and gas industry, to reinforce the many contributions that oil and gas makes to the state, and to give us an opportunity to apply what we have learned from an educational perspective from the reactions of students, teachers, and other members of the public to the interpretation that we've done, and look at how can we not only do the interpretation, but maybe how can we do it better? How can we make this challenge, this destruction, an opportunity that strengthens the whole concept, that makes it present better to the public and further enhances education in multiple ways? So we have things to do, but we're confident that with our industry partners, with other partners, with concerned citizens, we'll be able to apply what we have learned and the new opportunities that may be there to make it even better than it was.
And some people may not be aware of the exhibit that you have downstairs on the first floor on commerce in Oklahoma and how the oil and gas industry relates to commerce in Oklahoma.
Sure. The oil and gas story, as you know, is really not confined to one topical area or even one space within the History Center. We talk about different individuals in different places on different floors, different galleries of the History Center. We talk about, the technological development. We talk about the giants of the industry who were instrumental in early development of it, but then not only contributed from a business and an economic perspective, but also then used their vast personal wealth and corporate wealth to make contributions to the state on a variety of levels. We talk about individuals. We talk about businesses. We talk about the transportation relating to it, the infrastructure that supports that industry that other people then benefit from or that has an impact that spreads throughout the economy of the state. So part of the oil and gas story is really not just oil and gas. It's the story of business. It's the story of banking. It's the story of transportation, of the development of roads, of trucks, of pipelines, of a variety of different things like that. So it's a complex story that touches pretty much most aspects of life within the state in one way or another.